The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now this week, Inside Hollywood, we're returning to eavesdrop on screen tests by some of Hollywood's A-listers. I'm joined by entertainer, journalist and broadcaster Lisa Cannon. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Who are we going to start with?
Well, everybody loved last week's segment, so I thought I'd do a Mark II, part two this week. And we are starting with Steve Carell. Now, everyone loves Steve Carell. And of course, they all know him from Anchorman as well back in 2003. And this is actually a semi-improvised exchange between himself and Will Ferrell, who's off camera. And when people think of the audition process, they think that maybe the producer's in there, the director. Not always. Sometimes the actual actors who've already been precast are in there to read, to give a good sense of kind of familiarity and also to see if there's chemistry, which is a big word we talk about when it comes to acting. Everyone knows that the iconic lines of Steve Carell's character, which is Brick Tamland, are "I love carpet, I love desk and I love lamp." But this is him in the astonishing kind of dim-witted Weatherman interview that he does, or audition, in the comedy classic. Have a listen to this. It's not as funny as you think it's going to be, but he makes them laugh, and that's why he wins the audition.
I'm Brick Tamland. People seem to like me because I am polite and I am rarely late. I like to eat ice cream and I really enjoy a nice pair of slacks. Years later, a doctor will tell me that I have an IQ of 48 and am what some people call mentally retarded.
And he got the job.
It's one of those kind of funny ones where he actually, if you want to look at the actual audition itself, they're online. Some of them are online. Some I've had to dig out. But he's rereading the part and he constantly spins different, more outrageous kind of tales to it. Mm. So it gets more deranged wacky as it goes on. And by the end of it, you know, he's probably one of the few actors I've seen in the auditions where he probably knows he walked out with the part in his hand.
Next one, Emma Stone.
So Emma Stone, a two-time Oscar winner, and long before she was, she auditioned online for a role called Olivia Prendergast. Everybody remembers her from the movie Easy A. And as it turns out, although she was kind of an auditioning actress at the time, very new, nobody really knew her, she was scheduled to go into the audition, but actually couldn't. She ended up getting ill. So she did the online audition, which is what everybody does now, which is self-tape. And she did it in her bedroom. Now, this is phenomenal. I mean, I think you can already see the kernel of an Oscar-winning actress coming out. But she did this for the directors, and she did it to a point that actually the directors loved it so much, they actually used her talking to a webcam in the movie so much. So here she is.
Let the record show that I, Olive Pendergast, being of sound mind, ample-ish breast size, and the occasional corny knock-knock joke, do enter this video blog as evidence in the case against me. And because I'm being judged by a jury of my peers, I will attempt to insert like and totally as much as possible. So, here it goes. I confess that I, in no small part, am to blame for the vociferous gossip that has turned my varsity letter scarlet. However, for those of you who are hoping that the sizzling details of my sordid past will give you reason to lock your door and make love to a dollop of your sister's moisturizing lotion, well, you will be gravely disappointed. Look, I just need to set the record straight. And what better way to do that than to broadcast it here on the internet? So, here it goes. Part one, the shudder-inducing and cliched, however totally false account of how I lost my virginity to a guy at a community college in the neighboring town. Let me begin by saying that there are two sides to every story. And this is my side.
Wow.
The right one.
The confidence.
The confidence.
Like, totally.
Now, she's not reading any of this. This is all straight to camera. And anyone that's interested in acting and, you know, kind of monologue or in improvisation, this will give you a great idea of how to do it properly. You know, she's very young at the time. And of course, it shot her into the big leagues, really.
Next one, E.T. Which character are we talking about?
Well, of course, this is the starring role, and Henry Thomas will always forever be the boy that saved E.T. Now, there's a little nice backstory to this. So originally, Steven Spielberg had, you know, looked high and low for the boy to be the starring role. But actually, they'd gone with a younger character, a younger boy who failed miserably when they saw him in Dungeons and Dragons. He was actually quite nasty. This is what I've heard. And they didn't like his, demeanour. They didn't like his personality. So when Spielberg heard about Henry's the character who will eventually play the lead, that he was very good, they flew him from Texas and they decided to give him a shot. So this is Spielberg in the room with him, the producer feeding him the lines, and you'll see he gets the job before he walks out of the room.
Take him.
Can't take him.
Well, I'm afraid I have to, son.
You can't take him away, he's mine!
But it's not my choice. The president asked me to come here and get him.
I don't care what the president says, he's my best friend! And you can't take him away!
Well, it's real possible, Elliot, that he'll come back. And you can have him again. But we just want to talk to him and see where it came from and try to find out about other planets. And he probably is the key to a lot of things that we have to know.
But how do I know you're going to bring him back?
Well, I'm afraid, son, I can't guarantee it.
I think he's afraid of you.
Well, that may be true, but the government tells me what to do, and I just follow their orders.
Well, he's mine, and he lives with me, and he likes me. And he wants to stay here. He likes it here.
Okay, kid, you got the job.
Fantastic.
Okay, kid, you got the job.
You got the job. That's back in 1982. And of course, Henry was only 9 at the time. And he talks about it, obviously, very openly and honestly, that, you know, he gave it everything. And Spielberg has said that he was blown away by him, you know, the control, the methodical kind of performance. Because you can see it there, the casting director, or the producer, is feeding in the lines. That's all he is, off camera. And the child at 9 is able to muster up these emotions, which none of us could really do.
Now,
very
heartfelt. There's a thing called open casting where anyone can apply for any job.
Absolutely. Now, if you're an up-and-coming actor or you like acting, you just think you can do it and you don't want to do any formal training, or you have done and you want to do the open casting process, people think to themselves, I'll never get the role. Well, this can happen. And I just wanted people to know that Reese Witherspoon is an open casting across her Instagram to find the next Elle Woods. And it's open globally. Same as the Harry Potter auditions. Do you remember in 2006 they were looking for Luna Lovegood, who went to Evanna Lynch, the Irish actress. She was only 14 years old at the time. And the open casting process is kind of unusual because really anybody can go in as long as they can self-tape and think they can do it. But I have a few tips and tricks from the business, because when we were looking through what to talk about in open castings, many people said that even though they are open, you know, they're looking for specific attributes for actors to come forth, and mainly that you shouldn't really walk into the room in character, but explain that this is the character that you're going to derive once you're in there. And many unknowns like Edward Norton has found fame this way. God, so many. Tom Cruise, you know, he starred in Taps and they liked him so much in the open casting, they kept filming with him in the movie. I mean, so many others. But Harry Potter being, I suppose, the biggest idea of what an open casting is.
So they don't want someone typecast necessarily. They want someone who can act.
They want somebody fresh.
This is, I am now about to go into character, but you start off as yourself.
You start off as yourself, and sometimes you have to do a profile either side, say your name, your height, where you're from, and then away you go. I mean, Harry Potter actually only recently in September did an open casting. Again, it's on the websites if you want to go and have a look. I think it's called Casting Call. But the fact that they're looking for an Elle Woods is phenomenal. But people don't realise they do this in bands as well. In Excess looked for a lead singer after Michael Hutchinson passed away, and other. And even myself, I went for an open casting in TV3 back in the day for a role in Exposé, and I got it. So I saw that on the back of a newspaper.
And I saw my part-time radio announcer in RTE on the back of the Irish Times.
There we go.
That's how I started too.
We got our Willy Wonka tickets.
All
as
right,
they say.
Lisa, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.